Hey, Eileen here. I wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you'd like a free case study on how you can do $1 million day, head on over to $1milliondollarday.com to grab your free case study and toolkit for how you can do $1 million day using virtual events. Let's dive in to today's episode.
Put it in the chat box, and I would love to hear your opinion on this, that communicators do make a lot of money, but they can con people as well.
Oh,
good one.
So good. So good. Now that's okay. Now, Joe, I would love to hear what you, that is absolutely true.
It's
very true. Like people are literally using right now my content on TikTok, using my name, adding their link to their WhatsApp, and then communicating with them, basically making people believe that they are me and then scamming them. I've had people like losing $5,000, $10,000, paying the scam artist, $30,000 to the scam artist. And they were good communicators. They did a really good job pretending to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And people do it in so many different ways. Like if you look at any YouTube channel comment section on cryptocurrencies, you'll see all of those communicators who are conning people.
I love that.
That's why you have to invest into you. I mean, that's the whole thing.
I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but I wanted to, because I mean, it's a very, like, sales comes with that negative connotation that people think, okay, this is a salesperson. She or he is trying to sell me on something so that it's for the benefit. And I was one of those people.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear, because Eileen, you're the one who actually changed my way of thinking. And I would love our
Can you tell them about the corn, Eileen?
Yeah, I will. I will. And, you know, but there's a powerful principle. And I come from a faith-based background. So I have studied the Bible and I've studied actually like other scriptural texts. And there's something called this law of sowing and reaping. But succinctly, it's also said like this: you'll know them by their fruit. Did you know the amount of testimonials, the amount of comments, the amount of reviews, the amount of goodwill that Kiana has done through her power course? Drop a yes in the chat if your life has been enhanced, empowered, encouraged, enlightened in some way by Kiana's work. Maybe you haven't gone through the power course yet. That's fine. Maybe you've watched some of her TikTok videos like I have and been entertained. How many of you have gotten some value out of Kiana? Listen, that's because Kiana's fruit is a result of the root of who she is. And you'll know them by their fruit. So one of the ways that we discern, is this somebody who's part of the cultural hypnotic thing? Someone who's trying to scam me? One of the ways we discern that is by looking at the fruit. And I don't know about you, but I have studied personally where Kiana's gotten over 200% returns for people. And I'm just here to tell you that doesn't happen by accident. That doesn't happen without the hard work of Kiana planting, sowing, watering that soil, developing her content, working on her role as a communicator. That, my friends, doesn't happen if you are a scam artist. Now, should we throw the baby out with the bathwater? Are all salespeople horrible? No. Think about this. Salespeople are the people who have goodwill and good intent. The ones who are the good ones, they're making your life better. Mm-hmm. Does anybody here have an iPhone? Let me drop a yes. Are you an Apple person? You don't have to be. You can, I don't know, have a BlackBerry. It's cool. It's 2021, but that's all right. Like, are you an Apple person or have heard of Steve Jobs? Like, when I heard that the new iPhone, I'm one of those people that when like the new iPhone comes out, I mean, I'm like, yeah. I get so excited because guess what? The iPhone has made my life better. I get true salespeople. You love to buy. Listen, people, like, I could talk for so long about this, but there's a whole channel called the Home Shopping Network. People, have you ever bought something that you were so crazy excited. Maybe there was like a timer on a screen or something like that. I know. Listen, I've actually run upstairs, sprinted to get my wallet so that I could buy something. And I was so excited.
Yes.
Salespeople is some of the noblest, it's one of the noblest professions, and I'll go down dying saying this, on the planet. If your heart is right, your intent is right, your fruit is good, if you've got something good, you owe it to society to sell it. How are you going to make their life better? Mm-hmm. There's a scripture that says, like, blessings will be upon the man who has corn and sells it, and cursing if he does not. Mm. If you've got something good, you actually have a moral obligation to offer it to the world. So don't come up to me and tell me that salespeople are bad or salespeople are scam artists. That's fine. Go at, like, let the TikTok, like, whatever wannabe play his game, but there's a law called sowing and reaping. And I just would not, like, you know, I would not touch that person or get involved in that type of thing with a 10-foot pole. But don't believe the lie that Hollywood and that society would tell you that all communicators are evil or people who have business ideas are wrong. No. If you love money, you're going to want to up-level literally right now. Hey, Eileen here. Just wanted to say thanks for listening today. We know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and you took time out of your day to dive into today's episode. So thank you so much. I also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to learn how to do a $1 million day, head on over to $1MillionDollarDay.com and grab our free case study, swipe files. We can see our event agendas in there, a bunch of cool stuff. We want to see you crush $1 million a day. Remember, the world needs what you alone have to offer. We'll see you on the next episode.